Hello, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of Ginger Shots. Oh my gosh, it has been a while. There has been so much going on, and I have not made the podcast a priority, so I'm coming back, and I know I say that all the time, but I just wanted to hop on here and record a episode because I'm getting back into a routine after not working for almost a month, trying to find a job. Brayden finishing his apprenticeship, so now we are looking at traveling. So living in a camper is going to pay off. So that is going to be so awesome. More details to come. I wanted to do a quick little catch up because, of course, it's summer and lots goes on in the summer. So my best friend Kinsey is getting married, and then I am going to be in her wedding. I just had dinner with her and Kaylin and Jacqueline, all of my best friends, on Wednesday, actually, and she asked me to be her bridesmaid, so that was really fun. We had a dinner because I never know when I'm going to be leaving Kansas. It seems like probably in the next 2 weeks. I don't know the state. I'm not exactly sure the details, but with the line life, you have to like pick up and go at a drop of a hat. Like Brayden got a call at 6 a.m. this morning about a storm that happened in Oklahoma, and then he just picked up and he left. So you just never know what's going to go on. So I don't have details about the travel assignment yet, but more to come on that. I have been going to the gym consistently. I will say this week I have not been consistent. My consistency is probably 4 or 5 days a week. And then I like to incorporate some walking in there too. I've been taking the dogs out on walks. I've just been walking in the morning because it has been beautiful. It has not been hot in the mornings. It's been like probably 60, 65, and that is like perfect walking weather. Because I'll just throw on my leggings and throw on a hoodie and I will walk. And then it warms you up, of course. So by that time, you're going to want to change into your t-shirt. But it's just been perfect walking weather. And with that, I want to say I am going to start running. I've just been like, I love lifting. I really do. But I want to be able to take full advantage of what my body can do. So I think running is going to be super, super helpful. I have never been a runner at all. So I really want to see what my body can do, and I want to push it to its limits. So I'm trying to get in better shape. I'm trying to get my heart health, my cardiovascular health, up to about where my strength is. I want to be able to, you know, run and not be out of breath after, you know, 100 feet. So that is an exciting change that I am going to make. There's been lots of changes here lately. So Brayden got out of his apprenticeship. He worked with his employer for, probably a month, and then he just quit his job on Monday, and now we're looking for his work. Well, I was off work for a month because I quit my job because I wasn't going to be able to go remote. And obviously, if we're traveling, I do need something that way. We don't have to go long distance because that is not my desire. After being with somebody for 5 years and spending so much time with them, you don't want to go long distance. It's just not going to be a good transition for you. And it wasn't like it was my dream job. So I'm okay with leaving, and I got a new job. And I'm actually really excited about this new job because it is a marketing job, which I was looking in transitioning to marketing anyway. Don't get me wrong, like I enjoyed HR, but marketing is definitely more my style. For those that don't know, my dad runs two businesses, a pest control business and a plumbing business. So I am currently doing all of his marketing stuff for both of these businesses. I will say his plumbing business I'm doing the most marketing for, but the pest control, I make sure I keep up on some things. But yeah, so I wanted to transition my career, which was really scary because I don't really have experience. Like, I have my own experience with marketing, but like, these are people that went to school for marketing and like graphic design and everything. I went to school for management and finance, nothing along the lines of marketing. So it's a scary transition, but I've been at my job for a week now, and I really enjoy it. So more to come with that, but there's been lots of changes here lately, so that's why the podcast has been on the back burner. But since it is summer, changes are happening. You know, people are busy. People are going on vacation, seeing family more. People are out and about. Like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, in Kansas, we are in the summer is when we're doing it all. In the winter, everything kind of drops off a little bit, but in the summer, everybody's just going. It is so hard to make plans with everybody because everybody has something going on. So that's why today I wanted to talk about just how to balance, you know, your health and fitness journey in the summertime with everything going on, because I know that it is a big struggle for people when you're working a full-time job, or maybe you're working a part-time job and taking classes, you know, during the summer, and you're trying to get all of these activities in and you're trying to stay up on your health and fitness. It is really hard to juggle everything, and it is impossible to do 100% of everything every single day when you are trying to balance. So you do have to switch up your routine a little bit and make exceptions for certain things. So that's kind of what I want to talk about. I have some points that I actually prepared for this episode. Look at me. So I wanted to talk about, like, when you go out to eat. I don't know about you guys, but when I go on vacations or in the summer, we don't cook as much. We go out to eat a lot. So it's hard when you go out to eat to, of course, track your food, know exactly what's going into your dish. So my philosophy when I am going out to eat, I get what I like, but I also add what I need. And I've talked about this so much, you know, eat what you want, add what you need kind of situation. And it's the same thing when you go out to eat. You may want a cheeseburger or something, because that is what I've been craving here lately, is a cheeseburger. So then I have to add something I need. So instead of maybe getting fries, I'm not saying fries are bad at all, but for me, instead of getting fries so I don't feel super full and bloated and everything, I will get steamed veggies or I'll get a fresh salad. So that's just kind of how you swap it out. If you get pasta, get a salad on the side, get some veggies. I love to add steamed veggies into my pasta. So steamed veggies on the side is perfect for me. Get a pasta salad, get a potato salad, you know, fresh fruit. A lot of people have fruit on their menu as a side. Go ahead and add that to your dish that you have. So, of course, you are going out to eat. You are paying for this meal. You're probably paying a pretty penny, because everywhere you go, it's just so expensive to eat out. So don't get something you're not going to like just because you want to stay on top of your health and fitness journey. It's all about balance. So get what you want, add what you need. And maybe don't. Maybe if you've eaten good throughout the whole day, you know, splurge and get what you want, you know. And maybe you may think of it as more of a weekly a cap on things. Maybe you ate good all throughout the week, so then this one meal you can, you know, eat exactly what you want, but also try and add what you need. I also will say drinking water before, during, and after your meal is key, because that water, it's good for you. It's going to fill you up. Water has so many good health benefits, but it will also make sure that you don't overeat. And for me, if I'm going out, I like to get a cute little drink at dinner too. So I always make sure I get a water with my little drink. I drink my water, then I drink my little drink, and then go back to my water, and then, you know, of course, incorporate your food during that. So always make sure you are intaking your water when you are going out to eat. You should really apply this to every single meal you have. Of course, drink your water before, during, and after your meal. It's going to make you feel so much better. It'll stop you from overeating. You won't have, like, that food guilt. You won't be super bloated because you drank that water, which stopped you from overeating. And then my last tip when it comes to going out to eat, if they let you, and if you want something that's on it, order off of the kids' menu. Or get a half order of things. Like, I always order off the kids menu because it is a perfect ratio of food. Like, they're not, it's absurd how much food you get at a restaurant. These portions are insane. No average American should be eating that much in one sitting. It is absurd. So, I like to get the kids menu. I love to go to our local restaurant and get the kids chicken strips, and then I'll add a salad on the side. It's perfect. It's two chicken strips, you know, and that is, it's the perfect amount for me, and I can eat my side. I can finish my meal without feeling super, super full. Of course, I'm satisfied. I'm full. I'm not just, I didn't overeat, and then I don't have leftovers, or I don't have food I'm going to waste. The adult's chicken strips is just one more chicken strip. I don't need that third. I get the kids. Plus, on the bright side, it's always cheaper to go off the kids menu. It cost me $5 to get the kids chicken strips and a side versus if I got the adult chicken strips, which is like $11 or $12. Like, I'm saving money there, and it only has one less strip to it. So, my advice is to go with the kids menu if you can. Or if not, maybe just order a half salad, a half order of whatever you're getting, because you don't need all of that food. And plus, a lot of things that you order at the restaurant is not going to be good when you take it home. So there is some tips there when it comes to eating out. But now when it comes to going out. So if you're over 21 and you're going out, my tips is to, if you know you are going out, take your day and kind of prep for it. Do good and take your vitamins in the morning. Make sure you're eating really good, nutritious food to go ahead and make you have the energy you need, and then, you know, not make you overeat or consume an excessive amount of calories because you are going out. I will say, if you don't go out all the time, of course, don't worry too much about it. But if you are going out quite a bit, you know, every weekend or whatnot, I would prep for it. Make sure you're eating nutritious foods. And I would say maybe lean more to a healthier drink, because you got to think about it. Like, even the quote unquote, like, healthy drinks, like your Trulies, your White Claws, your Michelobes, that is still 100 calories for each one of those. And if you have, you know, six of them, that's 600 calories just in, you know, drinks. So I would say if you want to drink on the healthier side, and if I can't do it because my stomach does not handle it well, but go for more of a vodka, tequila with soda or with a water, or, you know, a soda water, and then bring your own flavoring, like in those, in little packets or in the little bottles where you can squirt in there, or, you know, go for a low sugar juice if you're making it yourself. Whatever the case may be, it's, for one, it's going to be cheaper on you, kind of. And then for two, it's going to save you some calories, and you're drinking water with it too. So that's also really good for you to get your water in there. And then my last piece on this is have some snacks prepared. If you're like me and you go out, you're going to want to eat something after, you know, you're going to want a snack. You're going to want, you know, the typical a donut, pizza, burgers, whatever you can find kind of at the end of the night. Have some snacks prepared so then you can come back. For one, it'll save you money. And for two, you won't be binging on really bad foods for you that are going to make you feel like poop in the morning. So that is my advice on going out. Just to recap, take your vitamins, eat nourishing foods leading up to this, have snacks prepared for when the night is over, and then choose a healthier style drink if at all possible. It's just going to overall help you out. So with going out, I also want to talk about hydration. Hydration is huge in the summer. You're out in the heat, you know, you're drinking alcohol, you know, you may be sweating, stuff like that. You're going to want to make sure you are hydrated. And I have to tell Brayden this all the time, just because you're drinking a bunch of water does not mean you're getting hydrated. because you're depleting of yourself of all those vitamins and minerals because you are simply just pushing them out of your system, just drinking plain water. What you need to do, you can go on Amazon. It's called like Trace Minerals. You can add that to your water. It's not going to make it taste funny. You know, if you got a big glass of water, just do a tiny amount. You're going to get those minerals in. If you don't do that, you can do some Celtic sea salt, or you can do some just regular sea salt or Himalayan pink salt, whatever it is. Just do a tiny pinch in your water. And then if you do not care for plain water, add fruit or water flavoring into it. So there's something on TikTok that's like water talk. Basically, these people add like zero sugar syrups to their water, a packet of water flavoring, just to make it like a little, basically a mocktail, if you will, and then they're drinking water because it tastes really good. So my advice is to, if you don't care for plain water, you know, it's not gonna, that's not gonna help you drink it because, of course, you don't care for it. So add fruit or water flavoring to your water so you actually drink water. It is so important to drink water. It has so many health benefits. It helps get rid of all your toxins. It helps your skin. It helps your energy levels. It helps your bowel movements. There's just so much that water can do. So drink your water. And if you don't like plain water, of course, you can figure it out by trying, you know, fruit, water flavoring, whatever it is. Do it. And these little, like, Mio bottles are so small. You can bring them everywhere. Kinzie, I'm going to throw her under the bus because she is my best friend, so I can do that. But she likes to bring little Mios to restaurants with us, and she was drinking water, and she put, like, grape flavoring into her water, and I just thought it was the funniest thing, but that's how she drinks her water. That's how she gets all her water in, or she'll get lemon water because that's what she enjoys. So just make sure you are drinking water the way you like to drink water, as long as you're drinking water. That is going to help you overall when you're going out, when you're eating out, when you're busy with vacations or summer activities, whatever it is, try and drink your water. I can say I'm not very good at it. So I have water right by me. I try and have it right by me at all times, all throughout the day. So then I drink it. And then every hour I try and do a little chug, but it doesn't always work out that way. So those are a few tips there when it comes to your hydration. So I know that was a lot, but basically recapping, just try and pick healthier options. Add what you need to your food. You eat what you want, add what you need. Take your vitamins, you know, and then eat nourishing foods. So it is summertime. Fruits and vegetables, it is the perfect time. It is the perfect summer snack, the summer side, whatever it is. Try and get as much fruits and vegetables in your diet as possible. Of course, keep up on your protein. That is super important as well. But fruits and vegetables are prime right now. It is summer. And then drink your water. So that is more on the like nutrition side. That's the advice I have when it comes to nutrition. But I want to switch gears and move more towards fitness. When it comes to summer and you're on your fitness journey, you're moving your body, whatever it is, you are not going to always have your routine because people are going on vacations. They do have events come up. It's impossible for me to go a whole summer and have the same routine every week because it gets messed up from vacations, and that is okay. So I want to give some advice that I try and do when I go on vacations and when there's summer activities, because it's not always a vacation, but it's like you're spending the weekend with your friends. So I want to give some tips when it comes to moving your body, so your fitness, during the summer. So if you are busy with vacations, do not stress about your, you know, your workout split that you have to stay on it. Vacations are so important to make memories with your friends, with your family, with your significant other. You don't want to look back and just say, you know, hey, you don't want to tell your kids, you don't want to tell your great kids, like, hey, I only went to the gym and I had a killer body and all I did was eat healthy foods and go to sleep. You're like, that's not cool. You want to tell your kids, oh, hey, I went on vacation to the lake. I jumped off this huge cliff, blah, 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 blah. You want to make memories and you want to sit around a fire and, you know, talk to your friends and family and reminisce on, you know, memories that you made on these vacations. They're not going to sit around and be like, oh, hey, yeah, you know, Daisy went to sleep at 9:30 and then she got up at 7 and went to the gym and then didn't do anything else with us all day, you know. Or, hey, she skipped out on going out to eat because she meal prepped all of her stuff and didn't want to come out to eat with us. I understand if you're in, like, a bodybuilding competition, you have a meal plan that you have to stick to. That is your sport. That is the thing you are training for. But if you are just trying to live a healthier lifestyle consists of balance. So when you are busy with vacations, my advice is to just move your body more. Whether you get up and you go on a walk before breakfast, or maybe you guys, instead of driving somewhere, you're in walking distance and you walk instead. You know, that is perfect. Just try and move your body more. And then my next tip with this is to just help prepare yourself to get back into the routine so that you don't completely lose your routine when it comes to your fitness journey. So for me, before I leave for vacation, I clean my house. I clean out my fridge or anything that's going to go bad over the weekend. I clean my house and then I place a grocery pickup order to grab on my way back into town. And then I put that away and I just prep for the rest of the week. Preparation helps so much in your fitness journey. You know, if you're gone all weekend, you prep and you come back, then it sets you up for success and you won't miss your Monday workout because you're not catching up and doing all this. So I think just prepping to get back into the routine is perfect. You're going to go to bed early. You're going to get up. You're going to go to the gym. Do what you got to do. So prepping and setting yourself up for success is key when you are coming back from vacation. Obviously, if you do need to take another day and, you know, prep, use that day to prep, get back in the routine, that is perfectly fine. But don't set yourself up for failure and just fall out of your routine that whole week. That's not good if you're on vacation for a week, miss out on all of your stuff, and then the next week you miss out on all of it because you had lack of preparation, you know. So just be prepared and do what you have to do to be prepared when you come back and set yourself up for success. And then I want to switch not only vacations, but just activities with friends. I want to talk about something that's not talked about too much. Like we're in our 20s, we're in our 30s, whatever it is. The activities is always just like going out to a bar. That's not enjoyable. What are you doing throughout the day? Like, you go to a bar, you stay up all night, you're sleeping through the day. You know, that's not cool. So if you don't want to, I don't want to drink all the time. It gives me really bad anxiety. I just feel gross. You know, I embarrass myself because I don't know how to handle myself, okay? Lack of control on my part. But try different activities. Get outside of a bubble. Don't always go to the bar. You know, don't always just drink at somebody's house. That's fun, but also it's not fun. You don't want to do that every single weekend. So try different activities. So some activities I have listed that you can try with your friends. If you want to move your body more, go hiking, go swimming, go bike riding. You can go canoeing or kayaking or paddleboarding. A lot of these activities are inexpensive that way too. Not spending a bunch of money. You're going to probably save money doing this stuff than going to the bar. It is expensive to drink at a bar. So you can do that to move your body more. Get your steps in. In Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. So kind of in that small bubble there. It's not too far of a drive, but we have lots of caves to explore. So go on like a guided cave tour. You're going to get lots of steps in. Just doing that. So you're moving your body more. You're seeing something really cool. You can go to the zoo. You know, that is fun for me. I love going to the zoo. You're getting all sorts of steps in. You're enjoying time with friends. You know, you're doing something you don't typically do. And then maybe try a class, whether that's trying a workout class with somebody, you know, whether that's a yoga, a spin class, Pilates, whatever it is. Maybe try a workout class with somebody. You never know. You may fall in love with it and just keep doing that on your fitness journey. Try a poetry class if you want to. I meant pottery class, because that's something that I think is super cool. Try a pottery class. Try a craft class. I know, with Janet, so basically my mother-in-law, we like to do AR classes where basically you pick a design, they have all this wood set out for you. Sometimes they'll even like build it for you and you do like the artwork on it. They get everything ready for you. You cannot mess up this craft. It is so fun to do it. And then it's cool because you have, you know, decor to take home. So maybe try a craft class like that. Maybe try a cooking class. You know, whatever it is, just try something new, something different. Don't just go to the bar all the time. That's not fun. I mean, it's fun, but not all the time. So just try something new. Try a new restaurant with a friend. Try a new coffee shop with a friend. Whatever it is. Maybe start a small business. That is so cool to see people starting small businesses. There's a girl I went to school with. Her boyfriend's also a lineman. Katie, I'm talking about you if you're listening. She started a permanent jewelry small business where she does pop-ups at certain places, and I think it is the coolest thing. So it is fun. Maybe just start a small business. Keep you busy. Maybe not one that you have to, you know, put all of your time and effort in. Maybe just do it when you want to do it kind of situation. It's up to you, because that could be a hobby. So just try new things. Try, you know, something other than going up to the bar. But I will say, I love to go to the winery. I love to go to the winery with my friends and go there and spend time and catch up and just kind of talk. Most of the time, they do have a live band too, so that's really cool to see. Maybe instead of like going out just to the bar, maybe you should go to a concert. There's lots of free activities in the summer. Farmers markets, pop-ups, like in our town we do First Fridays. So those are really fun. Just try new things. Try and be adventurous. Not every friend's going to want to do these things with you. But find a friend that may be up to trying a class with you, going and doing something else with you. You know, you never know. You can ask your friends. They'll say yes or they'll say no. And it's okay to do it by yourself. I love going and doing activities by myself. I will go to the city all the time by myself just to go shopping or to run an errand, just because I like to mosey or not be on a strict schedule and not have to worry about if the other person wants to go somewhere or if they're having fun or whatever it is. I like to do things by myself. And it also builds your confidence and makes you be okay being alone. So those are my tips on just overall how to balance summer activities, how to balance fun versus, you know, your health and fitness journey. Because health and fitness, it is not just a couple months. It's not just a year kind of thing. It is a lifestyle. So you do have to find some balance in between everything. So I wanted to hop on here and kind of give you some tips and tricks that I carry along with me, because you will see on like my Snapchat stories or my Instagram stories, like this week I went out to eat like 4 or 5 times because I was having dinner with all my friends, and that is a lot, but I try and carry these tips with me so it doesn't get out of control. So I hope this was helpful. I really enjoyed recording this, so I need to get back on my podcast grind. But if you have any any podcast ideas, or if you want to be on the podcast, please let me know. I am so open to having some guests on here, and it's just fun to just kind of talk to people. So I do want to start a Girl Talk series too, because primarily the most people that listen to this are girls. And then if you are a guy, then you can maybe learn some stuff from the Girl Talk. But if you have any suggestions, please let me know. If you do enjoy the podcast, please give it a rating and leave a comment or a review. That is so helpful for me. But thank you all for listening. I will see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you.